Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Pork Rind Flavor Monthly, the radio show that talks about the flavor of the month for your favorite bag of goodies, and that is pork rinds. We love pork rinds here, and guess what the flavor of the month is this week? That's right. Flavor of the month this week is everyone's favorite, salt and vinegar. If you haven't had a pork rind salt and vinegar, you have no idea. But we don't just talk about one flavor here on Pork Rind Monthly, Flavor of the Year. We talk about all kinds of stuff, like pork rinds in a bag. What happens if your pork rinds fall on the ground? Is the 10-second rule really matter? Because it is pork rinds. We're talking about fried, wonderful pieces of pig skin. You flavored in a salt and or barbecue and or hot barbecue and or salt vinegar and or hot salt vinegar and or hot. This is the pork rind flavors. That is important. I am not kidding. Now, we are going to look into this rumor that we've heard that there's a pork rind flavor coming out that's going to be called salt and vinegar barbecue. Now, this could change everything. Now, I don't know about you, but if that flavor comes out, people's heads could explode. That could be just too much pork rind happiness in a bag or on the floor for one person. I'd like to hear your thoughts on this process. Do you think your head would explode with the brand new flavor of salt and vinegar barbecue pork rinds? Wait a minute. Wrong show again.
Crazy, mad, insane world.
Weevils wobble, but they don't fall down. Pass it on.
This space is for rent. How much are you willing to pay?
Cool it, Sir Oliver Goatee.
Crazy. crazy, mad, insane world. To no one. Jack rules. Here is your host, Jack Hatfield.
Hey, everyone. We're back. We're going to see if we can get over this glitch and continue on for the next long time for you, ladies and gentlemen. We're not going to do anything crazy. We're just going to say howdy, howdy, what's happening? Had a small glitch. There's a little bit of silence there, but you should have known we were coming right back. We just played the intro. The world's longest show intro that exists in all of Radio Dumb. That's right. Good stuff, good stuff. So, let me tell you about some interesting items that have occurred and are going to occur. Number one, the East Coast felt some shaking today. Go to your everyday news source to figure all that out, okay? Because we're not going to talk about it. Yeah, it was an earthquake. Yeah, you've already seen it on all the news channels. Yeah, some of you felt it. Hey, there you go, earthquake. Is there any truth to that? Yes. So there's nothing more for me to say. Let's talk about some crazy people and other occurrences. We are going to have a longer political segment this evening. We're going to have a segment that I'm going to talk about for most of the other hour, the second hour. And we're going to have lots of stuff coming up in lots of ways. But first, let's go about what's happening out there in America. Let's talk about that. And then I'm going to tell you about something exciting that's going to happen next week here on this show. We are going to have an incredible guest on this show. That's right. So we are looking forward to that. We'll tell you more about that in a little bit. But first, let's talk about this. And you tell me if this is not slightly, is this going to be the iconic thing of the two zeros, the alts? Because everyone remembers the iconic 70s and the 80s and the 90s and now the aughts. And the aughts, and, well, we're in the teens, right? So we're in the ones now. What do we call that? It's pre-teen, 2011. Maybe. I don't know what these are called yet. Anyway, a girl 7 years old got horrific second-degree burns. All right? And was rushed to the hospital. Now, that happens all over America. Accidents all over the country and homes all across America. The only problem is where this home was. And it was a family of five. You know, Justin, 31, dad. Kristen, 26, mom. They are a family of five, three children, mom and dad, normal, everyday good stuff, right? Problem is, the whole family, the whole brood, was living in a car filled with garbage in a Walmart parking lot. That's right, this entire family of five was found in a car in a Walmart parking lot. Officers were sent to the scene after the second-degree burns came upon one of the children, the seven-year-old. It was left untreated, too, by the way. Now, they found the three children, the youngest of which is 1 year old. Okay, 1 year old, sleeping among the garbage in the car. Days old chicken bones, containers of spoiled milk laying around them. The family of five lived inside. Now, illegal prescription drug bottles were also found inside, and so was a bottle of Patron tequila. So at least they had, modicum taste in tequila. Police noticed the red, scorched, blistering skin on the daughter, which, of course, the car is not shaded in all aspects. And the second-degree burns were blistering and pussing up from the sunburn on the daughter. They had been living in this car for 3 days. About 3 days is what they said. First off, they said overnight, but you don't get a sunburn overnight. Now, the children's father said, "Look, it breaks my heart. I understand how this looks, but it was a misunderstanding." Now, the mother is saying she did not neglect her daughter. She was only out in the sun for a few hours. And the daughter didn't really complain about the second-degree burns. Arguments with relatives, is what the father said, forced them to go and live in their car, and they were behind in medical bills after a motorcycle accident earlier in the year. Okay. So, what do we learn here, ladies and gentlemen? People living in their car with all their worldly possessions in a Walmart parking lot. Parent A, father has been convicted in the past of marijuana possession and convicted of stealing $84 of groceries from a Winn-Dixie and shoplifting. Okay. Now, he's also on probation for a conviction of trying to sell cocaine. And he has been charged with drug possession and having a fictitious driver's license. The couple who were married in 2008 both have criminal records. Excuse me. The wife has been the marijuana possession and groceries. The husband was the sell cocaine and drug possession and fictitious driver's license. Now, here's something else. The Department of Children and Family spokesperson said authorities did not feel comfortable placing those three children with the relatives that they got in an argument with and left. So they kept the children. What does that tell you? Right now, you've got mom and dad living in a car with the three kids. By the way, if you were to see pictures of this car, the three kids were very crunched up in a mass of garbage and clothes. Now, this is an amazing thing to me. And I wanted to start the whole day off, the whole show off with just this happy, fun tale. It just is stunning to me that we're looking at people being forced onto the streets as families. And a lot of them are not drug-addled ex-cons such as these two. Of course, these two are losers that apparently have made the wrong decisions in all of life, and they constantly probably feel that everybody is out to get them. I mean, but right now, if you look around America, so many people are, you know, just a little bit away from the same situation. I know for a fact our family was there, this close to living in the same situation. We used to make fun. We always got the box. Refrigerators are sold every day. You can always find a refrigerator box. Now, of course, we are one to know that the refrigerator box will last as long as the first rain. So we make sure we stay close to, you know, places where you can go get another box. But goodness. Look at this country. Not only look at this country, look over in Britain. Riots. What is going on? And we, this, again, the show started with the premise of fix the family, fix America. Fix the family, fix Britain. Fix the family, fix the world. Later on, I was going to talk about a chef who's trying to get children to eat correctly. Well, I don't know what that means, eat correctly. Does that mean with the right fork? You know, use their knife properly? She claims it's to eat nutritionally. Well, it all boiled down to, at the end, when someone asked, okay, what do you think if we all started over again and we had a healthy food system, what would it look like? And she said it would look exactly like it did just 20 to 30 years ago, when farmers farmed our food and moms and dads cooked our food, right? A truly sustainable food system must have a triple bottom line: healthy foods, healthy kids, and healthy planet. And the number one way is to find our way back into the kitchen and cook. Now, is that simplistic solution the answer? One thing we all do is eat. Can families gather around the dinner table once again and fix this appalling living in a car with all your worldly possessions? Is the couple, is this husband and wife, even though they've made their own bad decisions, are they a symptom of a sad implosion of this once great nation? Now, this couple has probably 30 tattoos between them. Those are not inexpensive items. Obviously, when they got some money, instead of spending it on investments or a job or new clothes to get a better job, they decided to adorn their bodies with ink. So you know mom and dad made poor choices. You know, mom and dad aren't the greatest mom and dad. At least they stood up a little bit when they were arrested by saying, we don't neglect our children. Here's the other problem. Where were they when the cops came? There is no knowledge of that. The three kids were in the car. Were they in Walmart shopping? No one knows. But of course they came right out. I mean, they came to the cops while the cops were getting the children. But I've got to tell you, ladies and gentlemen, I see no place for these children to be sitting in this car. Now, a lot of people have to make a lot of big decisions in this world. Decisions that could equal to having to live in your car. So what's our solution? How do we fix this? Remember, that's something we're going to be delving into deeply on this show, as much as possible. Because we still have to figure out a way to make families back into a unit. But again, we have to first start with people. That's why we changed the show, so that I can yell at idiots. Like this. Okay. Dallas man. Arrested in a creek bed. Couple hours after police issued an alert that saying he was suspected of taking his two children from their mom. Come to find out, mom was taken as well. According to police, name Rasul Muhammad, 32 years old, approached the boys and their 22-year-old mother. By the way, the boys, age 3 and 5. That's right, ladies and gentlemen, do the math. His two children, his two boys, 3 and 5 years old, he of 32, mom of 22. He then forced mom and his two children into his vehicle with a brick. That's right, I said a brick. The woman managed to jump from the vehicle and flag down a cop. Now, this is one day after this gentleman went and tried to take his youngest child, 1 year old, from another location. It is not known why he didn't take it. But the mother said that Muhammad had threatened to kill the children, and he has previously threatened them and her. Now, hours after the boys were taken, here's the real manliness of this man. Authorities received a call from a woman who said her son had drowned her grandchildren, and she had them in the car waiting for the paramedics. Now, Muhammad has been convicted of burglary of a vehicle, theft by check, marijuana possession, aggravated assault with a deadly weapon, second-degree felony. He's on probation. Lots of stuff. Okay, the boy's pronounced dead. Grandma holding them, and their lifeless body in a car. Had to call the police on her son. In what manner, Mom, was this finally the straw that broke the camel's back? This is, you know, there's got to be a better way to tell me that I'm down. There has got to be a better way to tell me that my audio is not going out to the human population. Well, we've completely missed most of the show. We just went through the fact that there was a couple and their three children living in a car in a Walmart parking lot. Is that going to be the image of the ones, of the teens? Then I went through and said, okay, here's a dad who drowned his two children, his two boys, from their 22-year-old mother because he didn't feel any care toward the children because he wasn't caring for the children. He simply donated the sperm. Now we just spoke about 13-year-old boy violently shaking to death his 9-month-old sister because she cried while he's playing a video game. To take that even further, an infant boy was critically injured when he plunged 4 stories from a hospital car parking lot. Okay? Now, this is a mother okay, that threw her baby 4 stories from a car parking lot. The child is in critical condition right now. We wish him well. Mom, on the other hand, what's her reason? What's the reason of the dad to kill the children? They don't have, and they don't look to the children in reverence. That no longer happens. You know, I really can't stand starting the show off. With people that do not revere a child's life. And if we continue to treat children as an object of money, you have another one, we give you more money. If we continue to treat families as an aberration, that you don't need a mom or a dad or both. Because all is well in Wonderland. If we don't put the child on the pedestal and you don't find that people are having children because they wish and because they look into the child's eyes and goes, I cannot believe that I had my hand in this, that I helped create this. And if they don't think that, then again, they have nothing to lose. They lose the burden. They lose the punishment. We're going to keep talking about this on this show. I cannot put it away. I keep trying to. Let me tell you. I keep trying to make the show all about fun. But I just see more and more and more and more parents killing their children, parents not caring about their children, parents not their child is simply a, like I said, a burden or a punishment. Or a moneymaker. Another mother was just arrested, leaving her child in a stroller outside a bar. She said, I'm going in to get you a candy bar. Police were summoned when the 5-year-old boy was seen outside, sitting in the stroller alone for like an hour. Mom was inside partying. Mom snuck out of the house, by the way, to do this. Simply told Dad she was going for a walk to give the son fresh air. That tells me that Mom was not having fun at home. Used the child as a prop. No reverence. No reverence. Now, this show is not going to get a lot of play because the first 40 minutes is silent. So when you hit this on a replay, ladies and gentlemen, I fully understand that you will stop listening after about 30 seconds of silence. We spoke for 40 minutes on these five topics. And my topic that I was going to fill the second hour with is so good that I do not want to put it on the back end of a show that had these problems. I will back burner this topic. I'm going to do a test. All right, my test proved true. Silence is what you're going to hear. You know, a second of silence or a minute or just a... a little bit or a glitch. People may listen through that. 40 minutes of silence? I'm very positive that someone would stop listening by that point. See, and promoting next week's show is totally irrelevant also. For those of you that are still listening right now, next week we've got some incredible stuff. We've got a guest on the show. We've got Adam West, not Adam West, not Batman. Trust me. He's going to be on our show too soon, but, you know, not this time. Next week, again, for those of you who are still listening through the 40 minutes of silence, professional math and science tutoring at the Adam West Academics. The creator of the Adam West Method will be with us, named Adam West. We're going to interview him and talk about all kinds of stuff about how education is being seen as not the number one thing to do. Right now, remember we spoke about a book that talks about how women say they'd rather be famous than smart. What happened to every parent looking at their child and going, I want you to grow up and go to college so you can be better than me? And now we have the first generation of people, of children that didn't do that, having children and saying, ah, let's live in a car at Walmart. Can I even say Walmart? I'm pretty sure we'll get a call. It's a news story. You can't hold that back. Anyway, Adam West will be here to join us next week. Cannot wait. He will be with us for hopefully 30 minutes to an hour for one of our great shows on telling you, for those of you who care, and that would be this audience, the family members that care about their children's education, it's possible that you could use a tutor and really, really push your student to a new level. Now, his whole style relies on a variety of techniques to fill the gaps and enhance the student's understanding of the material, as well as systems for the student to use when applying that knowledge. Adam West was a tutor himself, and he came up with a fast and easy method for them to check their work and immediately saw an improvement in test scores for all of his students. And he has a lot of helpful techniques that make a big difference. What he found was many students decide a point in their academic career they're just not good at math and science. So they become discouraged and fall behind in their class. Adam West's idea is that you're all able to learn math and science, but the subjects are best taught and understood one-on-one. While classroom teachers are limited to the interests of the class as a whole, a personal tutor is solely invested in the individual success of the one student. Anyway, we're going to talk to him next week for those of you who are still listening to this show. We're going to end this show an hour early. The second hour was a topic that I was going to go on the entire hour. And I'm not going to do that on a program that had a 40-minute glitch. So, we shall put that on the back burner again for another show. It will be just as good next time. Again, I apologize for the glitch. Again, some people that are listening just heard me cut off somewhere in the middle of the program. I don't even know where yet. But, very important that I don't continue this show. And the other part I'm very upset about is that we start the show with the crap of Parenthood and Brotherhood. And we're not even able to go into the good stuff. So for all those listening and all those who always listen to my show, I thank you very much. But I do believe that after 1 hour of 40 minutes of nothing, we've just kind of hit a wall. For fun, I'll end it on some humorous tweets about the earthquake. One tweet about the earthquake: evidently the quake occurred on a little-known fault line outside of D.C. called Bush's Fault. Breaking news, current administration points out they inherited these fault lines from previous administrations. Here's some incredible news. Also, Fox News claimed the Washington Monument was leaning to the right after the earthquake. MSNBC claimed the Washington Monument was leaning to the left. More news at 11. My favorite one of all: as all of Washington, D.C. leaves work at the same time, the United States experiences a brief economic recovery. That's funny. That is hilarious. Another one. It was no earthquake. It was our forefathers collectively rolling in their graves, finally. Here's one. I'm going to say it because I didn't write these tweets. I'm just giving you tweets that happened about the earthquake. Jay Carney tweets: we apologize for the disturbance. President's ego collapsed under all the weight of all his bullshit. I'm sorry. We don't normally curse on the show, but that was funny. And no one's listening anyway. It was not an earthquake. Congress's approval rating finally hitting the bottom. Another tweet. Maxine Waters blamed the Tea Party for the quake and told them all go to hell. That actually did happen. Maxine Waters did say the Tea Party can go to hell. So for those of you not paying attention to the news, that one was not funny to you. Hang on, I'm trying to get some more. Nope, that seems to be it. It was a 5.9 magnitude earthquake, by the way. I can't say that tweet, but it was funny. Oh, here's one. Earthquake felt in Martha's Vineyard. Obama blames quake for missing his putt. Here's a tweet. I ran out half naked into the street to avoid the collapse of my condo on my head. Then I realized I'm surrounded by high-rise condos and I have nowhere to hide. So I cracked open a beer and went back to bed. I mean, there you go. Here's breaking news. You can text, "You spilled your chi latte," to 90999 to donate a dollar to all the victims of the earthquake. Oh, my. I spilled my latte during this earthquake. I mean, no buildings fell down. No one got hurt. Thank goodness, of course. Oh, funny. So that's all we're going to talk about the earthquake today, right there. And it's been an hour, and no one's listening. Aren't glitches fun? I am going to somehow find a way that if this happens again, I shall be informed so that I do not continue talking when you can't hear me. But again, for those who are still listening, next week I will tweet here in a minute. Actually, I'll tweet tomorrow, tweeting here in a minute, and having people come listen to a glitched up pile of excrement. Adam West of Adam West Academics will be here next week. I can't wait. It's going to be great. So thank you for listening to the opening monologue. Thank you for listening to our opener. And we're just going to end it here on glitchy hot August earthquake night. That's what we can do. We can blame the glitch on the earthquake. Thank you, people. Have a great one.